Marco Rubio spoke to reporters yesterday and denied that he's backing off or giving up on immigration reform, but his star seems to have fallen a bit over the course of the last 6 months, certainly since the election, but he's vowing to press on. But I just have to wonder how much power he still has to get anything done. Bill Flynn is an immigration attorney with Fowler White Boggs. What do you say about that, Bill?
Well, Corey, certainly Senator Rubio is caught in the middle between the Hispanic immigrant community and the conservative Republicans, he being a Republican. So it's getting a little tight for the gentleman, I think.
Well, Bill, and this is Chris. I've looked at this bill, and I have some problems with it. I think we're really setting ourselves up for failure here. I think that the length of time that we're expecting these people to go, 13 years before they can actually become a citizen, is just it's ridiculous. And then, you know, Rubio is being a Cuban-American. He is kind of catering to his own constituency of Cubans down in Miami by not addressing the fact that Cubans have different rules than everyone else. They have the wet foot, dry foot policy, which allows a Cuban that comes to our shores, they basically hand him a Social Security card and a green card, whereas everyone else has to go through this long process. Under this new bill, everyone will have to learn to speak English. That's a great idea, but it's not something that we make the Cubans do. So I see a little bit of a hypocrisy in Rubio's stance on a couple of these things. What are your thoughts on those?
Yeah, you're not alone in that. Of course, Cubans have always had a great advantage under the immigration laws. Now I think most of the people affected would be Mexican, other Hispanics, but Mexicans mostly. But yeah, that's one of the issues that has come up. And I think most people, even the arch enemies of the bill, think that 13 years is really probably a little too long. 10 for a green card, 3 more added up, get you 13 for citizenship. So yeah, no question about it. You know, something came up last week that may be an ominous sign as well, that in the House, they dropped funding for President Obama's deferred deportation for the DREAM Act kids. And although that probably won't cause the bill to fail, it won't cause the funding to stop because it'll pass in the Senate, it does throw up a potentially ominous sign that House Republicans may not be thrilled with the immigration law in general.
Well, it's very expensive, too.
Yes.
Prohibitively, perhaps.
No doubt about that. You know, the economic side we could have a long debate on. A lot of people think that the immigrants bring a lot to the budget in the sense that they're paying in finally.
Mm-hmm.
But that debate can be argued on both sides.
Well, so where is Marco Rubio finding his greatest opposition right now?
Well, in my opinion, he probably can do better with the immigrant community than he can with his own conservatives in the Republican Party. I sense that the bill is now on the Senate floor and will be for the next few weeks, but once the House gets it and we're looking at the July 4 congressional taking off for the summer, there are going to be all kinds of piecemeal bills, and that's really the potential to strangle it, just drag it out until people lose interest.
Yeah, we saw that a few weeks ago when Senator Leahy introduced a bill that was going to tie the gay marriage issue into the immigration reform bill, and you know that's just a deal breaker for a lot of Republicans. But my bottom line is I don't think this is going to pass. I think it's just got too many poison pills like that are popping up that are going to create opposition. What do you think?
I think a lot of the good commentators, Chris, are saying it's now 50-50.
Well, that's I guess an easy dodge for those commentators.
If you're a betting man.
I hate to bet. I've been doing this much too long, and I've seen Congress screw up all kinds of bills, so I'm not betting on this one.
So you think Rubio is in it for the long haul?
I think so. I mean, I'm not a political expert on his chances for being president of the United States, but clearly his fortunes are tied to this bill.
Well, then he probably should continue to work as hard as he has been working. Bill Flynn, immigration attorney at Fowler White Boggs. Appreciate your time. You can reach them at fowlerwhite.com. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.